Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to this segment. I am Buddy Shula. And every month we have a little talk with Sabrina Kawati. Sabrina is from Buffalo Spree and Forever Young magazine. Now, Forever Young, of course, is absolutely free. You can get it at a lot of supermarkets, at a lot of senior homes and event centers, things like that. It's a free publication. It's also online for free if you want to see Forever Young. But we talk about articles and things that are going on in the publication, which is monthly, and that's what we're going to do today. Sabrina and I and you will be talking about the November issue. You can go to Forever Young, Western New York, WNY.com, or just Google Forever Young in Buffalo, and I'm sure you'll find it. So, hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
All right. So, I can't believe it, but November is here, obviously, and we're going to talk about the issue you have for November. And the theme of the November issue of Forever Young is traditions. So, let's talk about that. I know you have some writers who are going to do certain things, right?
Yes. I mean, traditions occur all year long, but I think at this time of year, they sort of take center stage. So we asked our writers to share some of their favorite holiday traditions, and we got a nice variety.
So let me ask, are you one of those writers?
I did not write one of the feature articles, but I did provide an experience to be shared in one of the articles.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering if you had a particular tradition yourself.
Well, one of the articles is about alternate traditions, you know, how sometimes in order to accommodate how crazy life can get, we sort of adjust and change our traditions until they look a little different than maybe they used to. And so I spoke with the writer who wrote that article and shared an experience from my family where that has happened.
That's very cool. It'll be interesting to see everybody's tradition. I have one. It's on New Year's Eve. So I'm a big New Year's Eve person. And oh, I'm sorry, a Christmas Eve person. I love New Year's Eve. But Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock at night, I get in the car and I drive around and I love it because nothing is open. Everything's dark. Everything's quiet. And I just enjoy the peace from all of the commotion that just happened, you know, 4 weeks or I do that all the time right at 6 o'clock. And I just love seeing everything shut down and dark. It's kind of surreal. So it'll be interesting seeing the traditions that your staff and the people of Forever Young have in the November issue. So, Polish Wigilia, okay, that is cutting down the Christmas tree. All right, so there's an article about alternative traditions, too. So let's talk about what I have in my notes here, and that's Polish Wigilia.
So that is actually a Christmas Eve vigil supper. It comes from Polish tradition, and as we know, Buffalo has a very large Polish community. So I actually had a couple writers tell me that this is something they do with their families, and I'm sure lots of our readers do too. So the article kind of goes through where this tradition came from. The writer talks about the dishes that they serve and the other things that happen throughout the night. And then she also shares some adaptations she's made for gluten-free family members and picky eaters and things like that.
That's pretty cool. And now that I think about it, my brother-in-law is very Polish, and his family on this is like Christmas Eve. They do like pierogies and stuff like that. It's all these great Polish, you know, baked goods and things of that nature. So there's an article about that, which would be kind of interesting because you're right. We do have a very large Polish population here in Western New York, especially in the South Town, downtown, in the Southern Corridor there. So that'll be good to see in Forever Young in November. And you have your regular columns as well. So if people have not read Forever Young magazine, there's regular things that people like every week, and we're going to talk about them, and you'll see them every week. They'll just have a different take on them. And in November, we're going to talk about your front yard in the fall, which is a disaster in some cases, and other cases, people are all into raking and everything else. So we're going to talk about that. So what's the deal on that?
Yeah, so Carolyn Harlos, who actually, she was just at the expo and got to talk with some of our readers, so that was really fun. She got to share some gardening knowledge firsthand. But this month, she talks about, you know, what's going on in that front yard in the fall, what plants are doing really well, what ones maybe aren't, how you can, you know, give a hand, give a lift to the ones that need a little extra attention.
The ones that come up every year, that go through the winter, they're called perennials.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, you know, we have a couple in our front yard that come up every year, and I'm wondering, you know, how they do that, but that's what they are.
She mentions, I think, some geraniums or some perennials she has.
Crocuses, things like that. There's also a feature every month about genealogy, which has really taken lift here in the world, actually, where people submit, you know, a swab of their mouth or something like that, and you can get results on that about, you know, what your DNA is from, things like that. And that's kind of all part of genealogy, finding out, you know, who your ancestors were, finding out who you're related to. So in the November edition, smart enough, it's Mayflower Society. What is that?
Yes. Yeah, so Carol DePiro-Stipkiewicz rightfully assumes, I think, that this month people who are into genealogy might be wondering if they have Mayflower ancestry, you know, if someone in their family actually was on the Mayflower. So Mayflower Society is an association for people with proven Mayflower descent. There were approximately 100 passengers on the ship. Some of those did die, so only about 51 people were left to bear descendants. So it's not a huge group, but she says start there, look there, but then she provides some other websites as well.
Is that the one that landed at Plymouth Rock?
Yes.
I think, Bobby, do you know if it's, it is, it was, what was it? Okay, I'll have to look that up, where the Mayflower.
I know they became Plymouth colonists. Maybe they didn't exactly land at the rock.
Yeah.
I'm an editor. I'm not a historian.
But the good thing about this is, while we're talking about this, is because that's why you want to go to Forever Young, is, you know, we may ask these questions and not know them ourselves, but guess where you can find the answer to the problem to that in this article. Who's writing that article?
Carol DePiro-Stipkiewicz is our genealogy writer.
Okay. Also, in the November edition, we're going to talk, as we do every month, about being well. And in November, it's about optimal bone health.
Yes, osteoporosis and declining bone health is a really big issue for a lot of people. So this month, the article is all about ways you can naturally boost your bone health, different vitamins you want to look for, different food sources that will help with that too.
I think that's good. And Forever Young really is a lot of seniors like the Forever Young magazine. And so that's perfect for them, because a lot of, you know, people, when you're 55, when you're 60 and over, you start, you know, losing some bone mass. So that should be a very nice article. And again, what Sabrina and I are talking about are features that happen every month in Forever Young. It's just in November, they're tailored to the topics we're talking about now. You can get Forever Young at grocery stores. It's a free publication. You could also get it at senior centers, senior houses, community centers. It's really everywhere. You could also get it online, too. You know, there's not a heck of a lot of publications that you could go for free and get them online. But Forever Young is one of those that you can do that. Just go to their website at foreveryoungwny.com. And, you know, if you can't get out, if you can't get that print publication, you know, there's a second chance for you to do it right online. So right on your iPad or whatever you're doing, and you can read it. So recipes are always fun to talk about. And in November, you know, it's always about squash. So the butternut squash bisque.
Yes, this recipe actually comes from Chef Joe George, and we had it in our kind of treasure trove of recipes. It's, you know, really appropriate for the season, and it's also, you know, a good idea for Thanksgiving Eve. No one really wants to be doing anything big and elaborate in their kitchen the night before the big day, so this can be made ahead of time. You can freeze it. Yeah, a little bread and salad is like a perfect seasonal meal.
I really like that, and I gotta think it's kind of healthy too. You're right. You never think about Thanksgiving Eve. I mean, everybody I know, you know, starts doing everything in the morning, but that's a good thing to do. I've never had butternut squash bisque. Have you?
I've had butternut squash soups. I don't know if it was technically a bisque, but I enjoy it in a soup. It's got a nice flavor.
Yeah, it really does. And also in the magazine in November, you have your noteworthy events. Crossword is included as usual. People love their crossword puzzles. And it's a way to stay active, too, crossword, in your mind. The noteworthy events that we talk about are noteworthy events, like giving us an example of what would be a noteworthy event.
Sure. So this month we highlight Beehive, the musical, is opening at Musical Fair. That's a bunch of 60s music, so I think that will appeal to a lot of our readers. The Orchid Show is coming back to the Botanical Gardens. Yo-Yo Ma is coming back to Kleinhans. And there's so many more exciting things happening. Those are just a few.
You know, so you have the crosswords. And another thing that readers love is the bingo buzz. Right? Bingo's back.
Yes. Bingo's back. Can't be without bingo.
Why do you think
bingo's back?
Why do you think it's bad? Why do you think bingo? I mean, is it just me or is everybody likes bingo?
I really have never met someone who didn't like bingo. I think it's simple. It's fun. You know, you can be a little competitive, but it's not too much strategy. You know, it's just a good time.
So in your magazine, Forever Young, you have the locations, the times, everything for bingo's. You know, you have a lot of them in there, too.
Yes, there are lots of bingo listings, lots of places to play bingo pretty much every day of the week.
I wonder if there's people who specifically get Forever Young just to see where to play bingo.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. That's what I was going to say. So November seems like a pretty cool month when it comes to Forever Young. And, you know, your other publication, Buffalo Spree, that is out as well. Just to go over real quick, when the Spree comes out, it comes out how many times a year?
10 times a year. We have a double issue in January and February and July, August, and the rest are by month.
And that's a beautiful paid publication. But, you know, Buffalo Spree to me is the, it's like the gold standard. Because I like even touching the pages because they're like glossy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You got to have some secret recipe to put in that thing that it feels so good. Well, as always, it's good to talk to you. You know, November is a fun month in Buffalo. You know, October and November are our fall months, as is the end of September. But the thing about November is not only are you still in fall, but now you're getting into all these different holidays and traditions and things. So you have the best of both worlds in November. When we talk in December and January, that may be a little different conversation between you and I in terms of a great time, especially January. But for now, you could get your Forever magazine and all those places for free or go online to Forever Young. You just Google it and read it. I think you'll find it a very interesting read. So every month we do this and talk about this edition. So the next time we have Sabrina on will be in December, and we'll talk about that edition. So again, Sabrina, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.